Great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hey, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm a regional pricing director for your area. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm doing excellent. Doing very good. Ready for the weekend right now. You got any plans?
No, not in particular, but something's going to happen.
All right, there you go. Kind of play as it goes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's when the most craziest stuff can happen, good or bad, you know?
When you don't play, then that's when it'd be good, man.
Yeah. I'm hooked on Netflix these days. A lot of Umbrella Corp stuff, I don't know. They get you hooked on all these new ones, and then as soon as it ends, another one pops up. Like, ah, man, I got to watch this whole season now. So I feel that. Well, I'm speaking with Lance, right?
Correct.
Perfect. It's a pleasure meeting you, Lance. So, Lance, I'm going to pull up a few things really quick, catching up on this call here from the Hawk. And, you know, in the meantime, did you have any questions on our program or how it works?
Well, I'm trying to listen to you, how it go, how it works. I was asking you guys. I never
All
heard
right.
you guys before. So how people that won't get work done hear it of you? I ain't never heard of you before.
Got it. All right. Well, you're definitely in good hands, man. So as far as what we do is we're a premier Google partner, okay? So because of that, we're able to get you on the first page of Google and also up to –
Okay, let me share something with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It happened last week. I don't know what's going on. Somebody hacked my account. They must have put something on my Google account. They hacked my account. They must have put something on it. I don't know. But it got to have been somebody that knows the IT. And I don't know what went on, and Google suspended my account.
Really?
Yes. Because somebody, they said your account is suspended because they didn't say why, but I figured somebody must have hacked it and did something to it because everything was still the same.
What the heck?
I was paying Google ads.
You were paying for the Google ads and everything like that?
Yeah, I was paying Google ads. I was paying every month. And so everything was running good, but last Friday, got an email from them saying your account been suspended. You know, it was like, damn, you know, and I submit to get reinstated. They don't explain why, nothing like that. You know, ain't nobody explain nothing why I got suspended. I figured somebody had to go in my account and do something.
What the heck? How long were you paying for the Google ads before?
I've been on Google for a few years now.
A few years, okay. So that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
all right.
They don't explain why. You know, you just have to, you can't really, when you get suspended, you really can't do it. You just gotta put your name in and put this in, and then
sure.
They say we'll get back with you. There's no need to trying to contact us or nothing like that. We'll get back with you.
Oh, that's gotta be rough. All right,
oh,
man.
Yeah, my phone doesn't stop ringing. Somebody with a little IT knowledge went in there and did something. Because everybody don't know about Google suspending your everybody don't the average Joe Blow don't know about Google suspending your account.
Yeah. Man, they did a number on you then on that point.
Somebody did something and it's like, hey, it wasn't me. I'm putting nothing up there. Why would I put something against my own self?
Right. Yeah. It's just that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do anything like that? All right. Well, definitely we can help you with that. Okay. I'm sure we can 100%. Okay. What that tells me is that the number one thing we will have to do is, you know, per Google guidelines, we would have to verify your business just to make sure that not us, but Google needs to make sure they send something in the mail to you to verify your business is a real business, right? So we can restart that whole thing there. I am so sorry that you're going through that, man. That just sucks.
Yeah,
I'm not going
to
lie.
You work up a while to get all those reviews. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So you had plenty of your reviews before. That's the main reason why we're calling you as well, too, because we scout the area, you know, per Google. On this, and once we find someone that we can work with, they have to have great reviews, and your business does, okay? So because of that, we're able to work with you on these things. What was that?
Yeah, I'm with the Better Business Bureau too. I got reviews with them, and I
there you
got
go.
Reviews with Angie. I got reviews with Angie, and then I had reviews on Google. So I had a variety.
Man, okay, yeah. So with the reviews, we can help you with that as well too. All right. So when we get you on the first page of Google, we get you on also on Bing and up to 60 different directories as well too. All right. So whatever, as long as somebody's looking for your services that you provide, and they're looking in your area, they will find you on the first page of Google. Okay. Now, when you're on the first page of Google, let's say if I'm a new client and I'm looking for your type of services, as long as I'm in the area, I can find you. And when I find you, I'm going to be looking, I mean, let's be honest, people are going to say Google it, right? When I find you though, I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to look at the reviews. Got great reviews. Got a website.
That's
oh, we got
everybody, when they call me, they say, hey, you got some great reviews. That's why we called you. That's what everybody say.
Yeah, man. There you go. Now, let me ask you, Lance, what would you say is the most profitable for your business? Like, what service do you provide that helps bring the most cash in for you?
Well, people, you got to know in my profession, the painters, they don't have the best, they don't have the best reputation. But like I say, when everybody hired me, they said, we hired you strictly on the reviews.
Heck yeah. Would you say it's like house painting or interior painting or exterior? What would you say is the best for you?
Inside, out, I do them both. Pressure washing, drywall repair, small drywall repair. I don't do nothing large on drywall repair, but, you know, when you're a painter, you know, you got to do a little bit of drywall because that goes hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. I did a little carpentry work with my father back in the day, so I get it, man. Actually, I found a lot of relaxation from and therapeutic from doing drywall and, you know, doing the putty and the mudding and everything. I don't know why. I just loved it, man. So.
Well, I don't find it therapeutic.
Well, I guess, you know, you do it for work. It's a little different, I guess, you know, but I get that.
I find the painting therapy, but not the drywall.
Ah.
Now, the painting, okay. The painting I do, but not the drywall.
Gotcha, man. All right. Touché. Well, let me do this. I'm going to do this in real time for you. You know, I want to make sure you get paint a picture for you. And wow, no pun intended. I'm going to say, if I was to look up and I was living in your area and I was brand new, didn't know anybody, no referral or anything like that, first I'm going to go on Google and look up interior painting near Navarre, okay? So
I was coming up one or two. I'm blocked now. I was coming up one or two.
Where are you? Man, that's toxic.
I was coming up number one or two. You got to understand, the area I live in is not a big population. It's not
right.
It's only maybe like in the area where I live in, it's only like 10 or 12 of us.
For sure. And you're willing to travel, what, 45, 50 miles out, you said?
Yeah. In this trade, you got to ride a little bit.
Yeah, you got to drive a little bit, man. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I feel you.
You got to ride.
I mean, right now, I just popped it in, and I'm looking at, I mean, you know your competitors better than I do. Tell me if these sound familiar to you. NW Florida Painting Pros. You got Sherwin Williams Paint Store. These guys don't even have reviews. Custom Epoxy Design and Painting. These guys, they have 4.4 stars. You would blow these people out of the water here. Defined Interiors, Inc.
That's why everybody was calling me.
Oh, yeah,
and
man.
And where I live at, you get a lot of people buying these houses, new houses. This is a residential area. And, you know, houses sell around here real quick. That's why they was calling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florida's really bumping up with sales on the housing market right now. So it's interesting how the stock market and everything's happening. But coming back to it, man, again, you already know. I mean, you definitely blow these people out of the water by getting you on the first page of Google, because these guys are on there, and they're capitalizing on 90% of the revenue, because that's what people do. They go on to Google, you know? It's the new age thing. It's like,
That's why I was saying Google Ads. Everybody uses Google search engine.
Yep. And we get you up to 50 words to make sure that when they're looking up any wording that you're choosing to say they're going to find your services, that you will pop up. And obviously, looking at your ratings, your reviews, man, it's a no-brainer that these people are going to go ahead and choose you, man. All right? So that's what we can do for you. And these leads, they're going to talk directly to you. So we don't touch them. We don't talk to them or anything like that. We want to make sure it's directly to you because, hey, you're good at what you do, man. Let's be honest. So, man, that's what we do on our end over here. You don't have to pay per job or pay per lead or anything like that. Sounds pretty good, right?
It's monthly. I don't like that pay per lead. That's like a ripoff. Well, you pay monthly? How you do it?
Yeah, we pay monthly. It's a flat fee and it never changes. So you could cherry pick as many calls you want to take, how many jobs you want to do, what type of jobs you want to do, and that price does not change. Sounds pretty good?
It sounds good. Now let's hear the price.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. All right, let's get down to the price. And, you know, let me ask you this, man. If this price is right for you, is this something you would like to go ahead and move forward with today?
Yes, if the price is right.
All right. Well, let me go right to it then. All right, Lance, so everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement. I want to make sure you stick it out in the beginning here to really see the fruition come to play. As you already know, being with Google before in the past, this thing takes some time to put it up there, all right? But because we're a Google Premier partner, we're able to do a lot quicker than other companies out there in the market, all right?
Let me ask you something. I'm being suspended on Google, would they try to stop my information ain't showing to customers now on there?
Right, exactly. And that's what we're going to do to help you bring it back up on there. That's not an issue. We'll go ahead. And again, what we're going to do is send out, Google is going to send out a letter in the mail that you need to go ahead and respond to. You can do it by phone, email, on the internet. I mean, so many different ways to do it. And, just to verify that you are a real company. And once that goes through, the sky's the limit, man. We got everything on there. Okay.
Yeah, I sent it in. When you're trying to get reinstated, you have to. I had to send that information in to them. That you know.
Yep.
I sent that in to them when you get reinstated. But it just only happened Friday, so I figured Friday was at the end of the day, and then Monday was a holiday, and it said it's gonna take 3 days. So I figured Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today is the 4th day. So it ain't really been a long time.
Gotcha. Okay, well, we'll make sure I'll let our techs know so that way they can get this thing rolling for you, man, because it seems like, let's be honest, times like that you're not doing this work is time that and money that's being wasted. It's been thrown to somebody else, right? And we want to make sure we bring it right back.
Yeah, I already know, man, because people are moving here constantly. Every day somebody is moving here. You got the military here. Military.
Yeah, no, I know. My brother's in the military, man. I know everything about that, so. Lots of my family
in there. They're constantly moving, ain't they? They constantly.
And they don't even know when they're going to move sometimes. Most of the times, I'm going to say, actually. Yeah, yeah. So, no, you're in a golden nugget, man.
I know. This is a good place for people that's in the paint and drywall and stuff because people want to do some stuff around their house, you know?
Yep. All right, man. Well, let's get to it. So, yeah, you're going to be at a flat rate. Again, it does not change no matter how many jobs you take. It's going to be at $299 a month, month to month. That's it. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. So today would be at $398 out the door, no taxes, no hidden fees whatsoever. After that, goes back
you
down
said,
a month.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yep.
You said $99 today, and what would the monthly price be?
No. So today would be $398 just to cover your programming, right? And that covers for your whole month.
$398 today.
And then $299 per month.
Okay.
Now, that includes your fully customizable tracking system. That's your dashboard. And so remember we're talking about how we have an account management team to back you up? They're at your leisure, okay? And not only that, but we give you the account login and password to this tracking system. So that way you're not just taking our word for it. You get to see it for yourself. When you're saying, holy crap, man, these people are calling from this area, let me tackle this area. These words are working, these words aren't, let me change it out. So you get the 50 different keywords on Google as well, too. So that way you're really conquering all the web on there in that area. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it makes sense, but that's a good amount of money if I ain't getting no job.
If you're not getting no job. Well, that's what I want to make sure we do for you, man. So I'm putting in the interior painting near the same area, okay? Same. And I'm using these words, interior painting near. And by putting that in our system over here, you're getting over 800 already in the last 30 days that are looking for your services. That's pretty amazing. So by talking about, all right, I want to make sure I get the job so I get return on my investment, I get you. I'm ahead of the game on this one to answer your question. Well,
so that's three times 12 is what?
3 times 12 is 36.
That's $3,600 a year.
There, what? So, there you go. So you're making money back regarding on just the statistics of what, I'm just going off, if you get 1% of that, there you go.
Okay, now, I'm not giving my information out on the phone. You don't have no link you can send me or something like that. I'm not, I don't know your company, ever heard of it. I don't want to put my credit card out there to I don't know who. And you just
perfectly fine.
My credit card get used. I get a text message.
Good.
Get it down.
Yeah. Good. Yep. Especially with everything that happened on Google. I get it. So what I would do then is, so I will send you a link through text, and that way you can put in your card information yourself, and then that way I don't see it. Our company doesn't see it. It just runs, okay? So that way, if you feel more safe as well, too, and again, it'll only be for the same pricing that I was telling you right now, where nothing changes, okay? And we're going to have a voice verification as an added protection for you, all right? So what that means is it's going to be a little repetitive, but it's for your best interest, right, Lance? So we'll go over the price that it's paying.
Okay, let's do this. Instead of sending it to my phone, send it to my email.
Send it to your email, okay.
I'm just going through my protocol, man. If it's a scam, my computer let me know that this ain't good. Don't click it.
Okay. All right. Tuesday, man. All right, Les, what's your email?
Your phone won't tell you that. My phone won't tell me that.
All right, man. I'm going to be on you with real time so you can see the how legit we really are, man. We've been in this game for 18 years now and A-plus in the BBB.
Now, you can't blame me for being cautious, can you?
Of course. No, no.
Call me. I
don't blame you, man.
Call me.
I don't blame you whatsoever, buddy. I got you. What's your email?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W-I-S.
Yes. .lance, L-A-N-C-E, at outlook.com.
Outlook, I haven't heard that in a little bit. All right.
Okay, let me ask you something. Ask you one more time. You have said it, but I was doing something while I was talking to you. Now I'm in front of a computer. What is your name of your company?
Local Splash. I'm going to send this to your email so you can look at the pricing, look up our website, look at everything, okay?
Local Splash.
Yep, Local Splash. First one I'm sending to you is our Platinum Package under Subject, and it's going to be pricing everything that we talked about, okay, everything that it includes. Give me just 2 seconds. I'm sending it to you now. Let me know you got it.
Where you call us from?
We're actually based out in Fountain Valley, California. I live in Tampa, Florida myself.
Oh, you live in Tampa?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. And you in Fountain Valley, California, United States?
Yes, sir.
Website founded in 2004.
That's right. I told you, man. We're no joke.
Okay, you got 51 and 200 employees. Okay.
Yep. A plus, just like I said. And I'm going to, in the email, at the very bottom, there's a Google icon. If you click that, it takes you right to Google's webpage. And you know, you can't fake Google's webpage. It'll show Local Splash is a premier Google partner. Take a lot of pride in that, man.
Okay. So it's going to be $2.99 a month, no contract. So if I decide to keep saying, hey, man, I'm done. There ain't no contract. I'm done. I like that.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't want to say like that where it's like, oh yeah, you can just take it up. You know, I want to make sure we earn your business each month because you choose to be with us for one. And we want to make sure you're here for a long time, man. I'll be your lead on your account. And also you'll have another form of contact with our account, management team, which is our techs as well. And there's always someone you can speak to in case you need to change things up, change words, or run promotions, or have any type of issues or, you know, things like that. So we will always be here for you. We're open Monday through Friday, okay? Now, as far as the payment structure, I know you mentioned, you know, hey, if I wanted to leave, yes, you can leave as long as you, we'll go over this again with the voice verification. It's part of it. But you would need to call client services at least 3 business days before your billing cycle.
Yeah. I know you just can't got nobody to
yeah, yeah. But I'm just looking out for you.
I'm done.
Yeah. Now you understand, man. I'm looking out for you on that one. You know, I don't want to say, yeah, you can do it, and then you can't because it's 2 days before. No, I'm making sure you know that how transparent I really am with you on this.
So it's 3 days before. But, yep. But like I said, if it's working, I ain't going nowhere. Why would
exactly.
I
that's what I'm saying. And I know for a fact, Lance, this will help you. Just by even saying, listen, you got this many people looking for your services in the area, that's already going to help you right there. Two, we're going to get you back up on Google where you need to be, man, because obviously that was bringing the great customers for you, right?
Oh, man, that's bringing the good customers. You know, with Angie on the contract, and I pretty much told them, you know, I've been with them a few years. Like, I think y'all come to an end because you ain't going to speak bad about nobody, but this is going to be my last year with him.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, this thing's going to help you so well that you're going to be like, no problem getting rid of them at this point, you know. And I'm not going to be the one to, like, bash on any other companies. I just know what our company can do, and that stands for itself, you know.
I ain't going to bash me. I ain't going to bash me because it ain't good to bash nobody, man.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I feel you. I respect that. So, Lance, you see everything that's legit. The price is right for you. Let's go ahead and do this.
So I'm paying $399 a day. I'm gonna get me a job this weekend.
I love where your mind's at. And no, I'm not gonna nickel and dime you an extra dollar, man. It's $398 today, okay? And the next thing we will do is set up our text to give you a call. I'm gonna set up we call it a Google profile page. So I'm gonna take down a few things here. So that it takes like 10 minutes, literally. That way, when they call you, they're not starting from scratch. They know what they're working with already. In the first 5 to 7 days, they're going to already have your submissions for your directories already done, and your dashboard that we're talking about, that'll be done as well too. Okay.
Yeah, you see them with I know you can see everything. You see them with the Better Business Bureau.
Yep.
And you see them with Andy now, so you're going to put that with you. Put that on there, right?
Heck yeah, man. Why not?
But I'm saying, you know, when people see the Better Business Bureau, you know, they know that, you know, he ain't no fly by night or something like that. But
right.
But I really was working on my Google account. I really had it set up nice because everybody used Google, and it was like, boom, you know.
Yeah.
People ain't going no end. They Google, and I asked people when I go, how did you find it? He said, I Google, you know, you come up number one or two. I said,
boom.
Man, that's great.
There you go. And that's what we do, Lance. And so when you're talking about having Better Business Bureau stuff, when you want the reviews up there, we do that for you. Okay?
You set that up, the Better Bureau and Andy, you set that up?
Yeah, well, not with Andy.
Google, and I had, huh?
Yeah. No, we're not with Andy, so we'll get that right up on Google. So when I look you up or look up a service, right, and I'm in your area, boom, they see you right with the amazing reviews because we definitely want to put that up there for you, right? That shows everything. Then you have a website. Then you have a phone number to reach you. Then they get to that website. They can see, hey, you have A-plus in the freaking Better Business Bureau. You have great reviews, testimonials. You have pictures. You have everything you need for this customer to say with a no-brainer on this one and be like, all right, I'm definitely choosing Lance on this. And I'm telling you, that's what we do for you.
That's what the people was saying. Anyway, with the, you know, when my Google asked, that's what they were saying. Anyway, it's like, hey man, you got stellar reviews. That's why we chose you. People say great things about you, and that's it. They say, you know, when you get ready to go to a restaurant, you look at the reviews, don't you?
Of course, I really do. I'm not trying to suck you into nothing, man. I'm telling you, like, I Google literally everything. All right, and two, I always look at reviews. I look at the pictures. Like, I'm serious, you know. I'm if I don't,
no,
then
everybody do with the restaurant. But some things can't be all bad about what they say about the restaurant, though. But you got to be kind of particular on that restaurant, you know.
Right.
When people go out and eat, they miserable. They just go and then they put bad stuff online about the restaurant. And it might not be that kind of experience. I understand about it, but if it's a consistent thing, yes.
Exactly. Yep.
It's like. If it's like just four or five people saying it's, and then they got a 500 reviews, that ain't consistent.
Exactly. And then that's the where I go to my second thing is pictures. So I go to reviews first, and then I look at pictures. And if I see pictures, and I just know the type, if we're talking about food, then I know what type of food I'm looking for one. And I can tell, it's like, all right, these people have had some bad reviews, but I'm willing to take a risk on it because that food looks freaking delicious. It looks like...
Everybody do that when they're going out to eat now. Everybody do that when they're
right. Let's put it in your perspective there, Lance. You know, if they're looking up your work, man, right, and they see... And you already have amazing reviews, so this is not the scenario you would probably be in. But let's say it's bad reviews, right? But then they see amazing pictures and what you've done, and you've been around for a while now, around the block. It's still really good for you. But you're not nowhere near that. You're on the high end.
Would I be able to upload more pictures with you guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So let's go ahead and do this, Lance. Yeah, what's up?
I'm looking at this. What I'm gonna click on here and what a link at the page.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So on the email you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the email, on the very bottom there, you'll see an icon, a little. It looks like Google, a Google icon there. You see?
Yeah. Google, say Google Partner.
Yep. Click that.
Okay.
And it takes you right to Google's webpage. What does it say? Our name right there.
It's a Google Partner, local flag.
Boom, right there.
And then all the requirements to be a Google Partner.
There it is. There's your proof right there. Now you know how legit we really are, man.
Okay.
You can't fake Google's page. Sorry.
Okay, all right. I see your certificate, your performance.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, all right, Dan. What we going to do now?
All right, so the next thing you want me to do is just confirm a few little things here. So that way our techs, when they call you, you know, you don't have to be in front of a computer, but they'll call you from an 877 number. It's not a spam number. It's just a direct number for the technicians to be in touch with them, okay? So make sure when they do call you, you save that number. So that way whenever you need to run a new promotion, add new pictures to your website, stuff like that, you let them know, they'll go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Okay. Who you say going to be calling me?
It's our technicians. They will give you a call from an 877 number. Yes, I'll set that up in just a second here.
He's going to call me once again. You get off the phone?
You know what? It is close to their closing time, so probably not today.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll probably schedule for you on Monday.
I won't get set up this weekend?
No, we'll set you up right now so that way you're not losing your position. But the techs will give you a call on Monday. They're going to get started on it now because I'm going to put in a few things for you, though, okay?
Okay.
So give me a second here. And then, Lance, on the card that we're going to be using today, does it say Lance Lewis, or is there a middle initial or anything like that?
It's Lance Lewis.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. And then the phone number you want your customers to
say Lance Lewis Paint at the bottom, but you can just use Lance Lewis. It'll go through say Lance Lewis Paint at the bottom, LLC, but you can just use Lance Lewis. It'll be fine. Just use Lance Lewis.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Now, as far as the business address, we have a P.O. box. Is there a different address that's not a P.O. box that we can use?
Just like I tell everybody, I do a service. I don't have no business. I come out to you. I don't, there ain't no storefront or nothing like that, you know.
Got you.
You can use my physical address.
Yeah, so if we put in your physical address, we won't. If you want us to, we can go ahead and not show the physical address on Google, so that way they don't know your actual address. You know what I'm saying? So we can do that for you. What is your address?
It ain't no secret, nothing. Just like
yeah, but if you want to, I'm just saying the option's there for you. You know.
So if you're saying if you don't want to show, you don't have to show.
Exactly. Yep.
But you just show in the seat in the bar or something like that?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Okay.
But I think on Google Ads and all that stuff, it tells my address.
Okay. So, if you want us to show it, we'll show it. Again, that's something you can talk with the tech, let them know on the address part, but it's just an option for you. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it off for right now, and then we'll see how it goes, and then later on we'll want to ask it.
Exactly.
We can add that later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, Lance, what is the address that you have, though?
It's 1965. Core. C-O-R-A-L. Core Street. Navarre.
Coral Springs.
Core Street.
Oh, Coral Street. I'm sorry. I thought I said Coral Springs.
Yeah.
Man.
little southern accent there, man. You got to watch out.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. All right. And 32566, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Give me a second here. Oh. Okay, that's good. All right. All right, let's get you set up for technicians and everything here. Now, before I do, I want to make sure that they have some kind of stuff to start with. Now, the phone number that you want your customers to reach you on, is it this number, the
850-218?
850-218-0801. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. All right. And then let's go over some of the services that you offer that you want them to find you for. Name them out for me. Okay. I'm going to start typing them in.
Interior painting, exterior painting.
Exterior.
Pressure washing.
Pressure washing. Okay.
Small drywall repair. Popcorn removal.
Popcorn.
But make sure you put that small in there. I mean, put in there popcorn removal.
Gotcha.
With that drywall.
Okay.
So popcorn is, right?
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. We used to have a popcorn ceiling back in New York, so, yeah.
Yeah, everybody, first thing when they buy a house, can you get rid of that? That's what they want, get rid of that.
Got you, man. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and leave it with there then, and then I'm going to say, please advise, customer may want to add more, just in case if you come up with a few more that you want to add in to be found.
No, that's what I do. I'm special, bro.
All right, all right. I like it. All right. Now, do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
No, I don't do Facebook. The reason why I don't do Facebook, it's a good platform, but people make it bad. Don't people really, if somebody cannot even know you or whatever, they can put some hate on them, man. That's why I don't
that's
do Facebook.
True. I don't, hey, I haven't used Facebook in like 2 years, actually. So
it's a good platform, but people just make it bad, man.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. All right, partner. Now, far as your zip code, do you want to stay, you said 45, 50 miles out from the same zip code of 32566?
Well, I thought maybe you could look at, I know you're in Tampa, I thought maybe you could pull up a map of this.
Yeah,
pull up a map, man, you can see what area I'm talking about. You're going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You pull up a map, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and I go to Walton. But Okaloosa and Santa Rosa is the main deal. But I'm just saying,
okay,
I go to Walton.
Up to
but
Walton.
You look at a map, you'll see what all that covers. You know, you're not heard of Destin before, right?
I don't think I've heard of it. No.
You ain't never heard of Destin, one of the most popular visit beaches in the state of Florida. People come from all over the United States to come visit Destin Beach.
Is that where the parties are at, pretty much? I'm sorry to put it like that.
No. That's Panama City. That's where all the teenagers and the college kids go. Yeah, that's Panama City, but. That's nothing but I drive down there sometime, but it's nothing like an hour and maybe 40 something minutes away from me. You know, I drive down there. I go down there, but that ain't my area. But I sometime I get customer call me and say, would you come? And I go down there.
For sure, man. Well, hey, if I drive up there again, I'm gonna stop by, man. You better have the door open and ready for me, okay?
Okay.
I'm
yeah,
kidding.
yeah, y'all beaches ain't nothing like our beaches, man, you know. You know, y'all got good beaches, but, you know, everybody comes in for the white sand, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. I passed through, so, I mean, I'm not too familiar with it, but I do remember the sand was just beautiful. Beaches are amazing, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lance, as far as hours of your operations, Monday through Friday, what time, type of deal, what do you got?
Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Thursday. Okay, hold on.
No, Monday through Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. Got you, sir.
Yeah, I work on Saturday. I just take one day off.
Wow, hard, man. All right. And what was the time zone that you would like to keep?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
7 to 5. Got you, sir. All right. And now, do you want a PayPal integration for the customers to pay online for you, or how do you want that?
No, I have a thing with QuickBooks, and I just send them a link and they can pay.
Okay. All right. So no PayPal. Got it.
Yeah, but I want you to put on there instead of credit cards and checks.
Okay.
In cash, too, if they want to pay cash. Some customers, they do want to pay cash. You know, I take it and say, this is what you want to do. They say, yeah, I hate the IRS. I say, okay, that's the way you feel, but, you know, I'm still going to take it in turn. What I'm going to take.
Oh, my God. I love you. All right, partner. All right, so we got all this in here. So now that I have that, I can go ahead and set up a technician to give you a call next week. What day do you feel most comfortable that you have an hour window for them to talk with you?
What time y'all close? What time y'all officially off?
So remember, the company's calling a call from a PST, so they're a different time zone than you right now. Right now, they're at 4 o'clock coming on. I know we're at, like, coming to 7 o'clock at night. So they're open
Okay, let's say it's we're in a Central time zone. So it'll be Monday at 6 o'clock my time. Would it be 4 o'clock West?
If you're Central
time, is y'all still opened in?
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah,
they close right at 4. So if you could do it like an hour before that,
they close right at 4. So let's do. I know I'm be coming from a. I got to work. I'm working 40 miles away Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I know I'm gonna be coming from a distance.
Yeah.
And if I can talk in the car to them, it's okay with me. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be in front of a computer for this. And plus, I already wrote down a lot of stuff here for them, so they won't. It's going to be a lot more smoother and easier for them.
Okay, so it'll be 3 o'clock. If he called me, you close at 4 o'clock. So if he called me 3 o'clock your time Monday, what time would that be for me?
3 o'clock. That'd be 5 o'clock. It should be 5 o'clock for you.
If he called at 3 o'clock, it'd be 5 o'clock for me.
Yeah, if you're Central time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Central time, so it'll be 5 o'clock for me. Let's go with 4:30 my time.
4:30 your time? Okay, so hold on.
Yeah, so it'll be 2:30 his time.
2:30, yep.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, sounds good.
I ain't gonna be on the phone no more than 30 minutes, Em.
Hey, man, I can't promise that. It just depends on how much content you want to keep adding to it or questions you have for them. But
well, it's you know, I'm not adding a lot, but you just got it. It's pretty much it. And then I can add on there. Might want to throw a special in on something there with him or something like that.
All right, man. I'll make sure to notate that one for you. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to confirm this with you, so I'm sending it to you right now. Go ahead and put me on speakerphone, so that way you can – it's going to be a Google. Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so you're going to get through a Google Calendar right now. Go ahead and check that out for me. And once you get it, just go ahead and hit yes or confirm on there, okay?
Invitation. Okay, hit yes.
Yep, you got it.
It ain't clicking. I'm hitting it. It ain't doing nothing.
Let it go through for. Let it stay there for a second. I'm gonna refresh my mind. Maybe it did go through.
No, didn't go through.
Do me a favor, hit refresh on it and then try it again.
Okay, let me try it again. They ain't doing nothing. I don't know why they're right there clicking yes and they ain't doing nothing. I got touch screen and they ain't doing nothing. Clicking ain't doing nothing. Oh, I can hit, it say accept. I can hit accept.
Yeah, go ahead and hit accept for me in there.
Okay, send the response. Okay, it did that, but it wouldn't do the yes.
Oh, I got it. Yep, you did it. There you go. Thank you, sir. All right. Let me put it on my end here. All right, everything's good on my end here. Last part we're going to do is just two more things, okay? I'm working as fast as I can with you, though.
Okay, what are we going to do?
All right, so now we're going to do the payment, and we're going to do before that, we're going to do the voice verification, okay?
Okay, what's the voice verification?
That's the added form protection for you. This is very important for you. So everything that I said that we're going to do, this is on the voice verification for you. So it goes over how you can cancel if you needed to in the future, the price, when it'll come out, things like that. Okay, and it's for your company.
Price won't go up. And,
exactly.
And, yeah. I'm not under no contract.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Okay. Give me a second here. All right, so just try to, if you have any questions or if you feel like you need something, verification or other stuff on this, please let me know. And just say, John, can you stop for a second and can you elaborate a little bit on this one? And I'd be more than happy to, okay?
Okay.
All right, Marty. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name of your business.
Lance Lewis Payne, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Lance Lewis, owner.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And you are the authorized user for the billing on this account?
Yes.
All right. And then also, you are the authorized user on the agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, sir. And to get best results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there and let you know if there's anyone that calls and says they're Local Splash or emails, whatever, and they're trying to ask for more money, do not pay them any money. Let me know or let our tech know so that way we can go ahead and take care of that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. I'm going to continue here. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I do what?
So it's pretty much asking that, our techs are going to give you a call next week. You're going to let them know the things that you want to add, content you want to provide on your website, things like that. So we just want to make sure you're very, just disclose those information with them so they can do that for you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Thank you, sir. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 9th in the amount, non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 9th of every month at $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. All right. So it would be due with you guys around the 9th or the 10th of the month. What you saying?
On the 9th of every month. You got it. Yep.
On the 9th of every month. Okay. Okay, got it. And so we $398 today, but monthly it's going to be $299.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Just like I said, I promised, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then let me go ahead and do this. Second here. Now, the card that we're going to be using today, is that a Master, Visa, Discovery? What do we have?
A Visa.
Visa, okay. And is it the same billing address for it, the 1965?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm ready for the card number when you are.
I thought I was going to click online and
oh, shoot. Oh, online. Shoot. Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yep. Let me go ahead and actually put that for you. Let me send that over right now. Hold on. Sorry. All right. Let me find this real fast. Shit, man.
You think it'll start this week? You think it'll start tomorrow? Clicking on y'all go to work. It's gonna work for them tomorrow. You think maybe?
No. So techs are gonna start building things for you right now. So what's gonna happen is they're gonna go over the content and stuff because we don't want to go ahead and start on something that they're not fully confident in getting all the information.
It's incomplete.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's fair enough to say because you don't want them to, right? Yeah, you know, so. We'll make sure on Monday when they get everything all together, then boom, you're all set to go from there, okay?
So Tuesday, I'll be up and running, really.
Yeah, so they start working right away on it. They work right away. Again, you'll be done within 5 to 7 days. You'll see all your directories are going to be submitted, and your dashboard is going to be completed by that time, okay? We like to under-promise, over-deliver on that. So it could be quicker, you never know, but the latest will be 7 days on there, okay?
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to make sure I can send this right now because there's two things. One, I want to welcome you to Local Splash, first off, partner, man. Welcome to the family, man. I'm sure we're going to do really well with you. And you have my number as well, too. So, please, if you can't get a hold of somebody, get a hold of me, and I'll get a hold of them if I have to for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Your name is John.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to send you two things. Yes. Don't forget it, man, okay? Because if I come out there and I'm like, hey, what's going on, Lance? You're like, wait, who are you?
yeah, man. We're welcome to the area to tell you what a spot is there.
Please, show me around, man. You know, I've been living in Florida for a while, but I haven't really gotten out much, so I would love to go in and check it out. Just a second. I want to make sure everything's done on when you have me on the phone here, man, you know? So I appreciate your patience. There you go.
How did you get a hold of me? From the get-go, anyway. How did you know about calling me?
Wait, say that again?
How do you initiate by calling me anyway?
Hey, Lance, you're kind of breaking up on me.
I said, you understand what I'm asking?
You kind of broke up. Sorry, man.
How do you go about getting me today?
How do I get a... You keep breaking up right when you say... How do you get a hold of me? Or?
No. How did you get a hold to me today? How do you know about calling me today?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we look around Google guidelines on there. They have an analytics team to show what areas are actually available and what companies are doing really well as far as the ratings and stuff. So because you have previous past of Angie's and things like that in the past there, they're able to see those ratings on there, and that's what it makes it able to talk to you. So, yeah. So you're doing a great job, man, and we're going to make sure to keep it that way, you know?
Okay.
All right.
You really didn't answer my question.
And, Lance, I feel like you're kind of breaking up.
What? You there?
Well, we're going to make sure we take care of you. I know that. Yeah, I'm here with you. Can you hear me?
You can hear me. I got all my signals. Hello? It must be you. I got every signal. I got my Wi-Fi. I don't think I got everything going here.
I hear you now.
This is what I'm asking you. How did you go about finding me to call me today? What made you call me today? How you find me out to call me today?
Yeah, so the reason why we gave you a call is because in our analytics, it shows the ratings, right, as far as your reviews for your business. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
can
hear you.
Okay, cool. As long as you can hear me, man. I'm like, if I lose you, I will call you right back, okay? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you clear. That's no cell distortion.
Okay. That's weird, man. Like, you can hear me, but I'm like, you're breaking up on me. But as long as you can hear me on this, because there are ratings in the area for the business that you provide right now and the services that you provide, that's how they're able to put it into our system so we can make phone calls in that area. So it goes through our system to show, hey, we're not working with anyone in the area that does those type of businesses and those type of services, and they have good reviews. That's how we can go ahead and contact.
So you're saying y'all won't be working with nobody in my area?
Yeah, it's very exclusive. So if for any reason it pops into someone trying to call someone in the area that you're at, then it'll automatically not disqualify that. So, yeah.
Well, I like that then. There's no, there's no competition going on with me with the same company.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to work with your competition, man. But exactly. We're not going to work with no company that's doing what you're doing. We make sure it's very exclusive to you.
Okay.
All right. So it just have sent to you right now. Did you get that?
I ain't got no. I'm sitting right here. I don't know. No new email yet.
I'm going to wait with you. Let me know once it comes through, though. Hey, Lance, you still there with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing yet.
Okay. Then I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it through here. Hold on.
Hold on just a minute. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that was a jump call, phone call. I had to answer my phone.
No, you're good, man.
No email yet, man. What's going on with you? They got the other two with no problems.
Yeah, what the heck?
One at 534, one at 535, 609 right now.
Okay, I'm going to send this then, okay? I'm going to send it through a text to you. Is it better to text, or is that okay?
Why you can't send an email, man? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Let me send this again one more time. Hold up. I'm going to send the link to you, too, okay?
Why did your phone say you were calling from Pace, Florida? That's just right down the road from me, not too far from me.
Yeah. So again, we're a little everywhere throughout the U.S. You know, of course, like I said, I'm in Tampa, Florida, personally. But our company's in Fountain Valley.
But yeah, your phone said Pace. Pace is just right across the bay from me.
Is it really? Is it that close?
Yeah, Pace is like next to Milton.
No way.
Pace is in Santa Rosa County. Your phone said Pace.
No shit.
How did your phone say Pace?
Yeah, here. My phone number is an 877 number, And it's, I just sent the email one more time, so that way you have my number too, and my extension too. So I want to make sure you have my direct number.
This number says 850-359.
Yeah, that's from our different call center. So that's what you talked. Remember, you spoke with Sahak a little bit earlier in the phone call here.
Yeah, it's at Pace, Florida.
Yeah, that's why.
They ain't got no email, man.
I just sent it,
no
so.
Okay, I just got the link.
Okay, all right. Now, just know that the setup fee is not showing on there. I'm going to charge that on my end over here, okay?
The what fee ain't showing on there?
The $99 setup fee is not going to be showing on that end, but I'm just letting you know it's at $398, okay? So it's nothing more than that.
Okay, let me click and see.
Okay,
what you got.
All right.
So I got a...
All right.
Okay, online marketing for local business. Scan now. Do I need to hit that or hit the other link?
Yep. So once you're in there, you're going to type in... it should show everything on your pricing and everything like that, right?
No. When no. I hit this, it says, hold on a minute. When I hit this, it says, you got two links on here. When I
okay.
hit this, it says online marketer for local business. That's the one I hit that one. That one it got. Then when I hit the other one, it says it's for a username and a password.
Perfect. Okay, yes, right here. So your username is going to be your phone number.
Okay, and then I make my own password?
Nope, your password is going to be best profit.
Hold on, let me write that down.
Yep.
Let me write that down.
Okay.
What is it going to be?
Best, B-E-S-T.
Lowercase?
All lowercase, yep.
Okay.
Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.
Okay.
Go ahead and put that in there for me.
Okay. It's locked in. It went in.
Okay, perfect. And in there, that's where it should show all their information there, right?
It's a local bundle, $199. And Facebook ads, $100. We ain't doing Facebook ads.
Yeah, so you're doing all of this. All this stuff is coming inclusive for you. Okay? There's just breaking things down, everything over here. When it comes down to your profit on there, your monthly thereafter, is your local bundle. So this is other things as well, okay? Facebook ads.
Okay,
like
why? I'm just asking a question. Why I say Facebook ads $100?
So Facebook ads is going to be also listed with what you're doing for Google, right? So let's say you have here. I'll put a better picture of a scenario. So if I'm a new customer and I'm looking onto Google, so because Google is partnered with Facebook. What happens is, if I look up a service that you provide, right? And let's just make it easy, okay? So if I say, all right, I'm going to do interior painting, right? Well, I look up interior painting, and I see all your reviews, I see your business, your website, and I'm like, all right, that's really good, but I'm not in need of it right now. So I don't do anything. I go on Facebook later down the road, I start seeing Facebook ads on there showing your company. So anytime, it's just the marketing. So anytime... They think about, hey, whenever they need your actual service, because they see it all the time everywhere, on the web, your reviews, Facebook, everywhere, that's the person they're going to be choosing. So it's all linked all together.
Oh, it's going to be shown on Facebook too?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So what you need to do is certify it.
I certify that I'm an authorized holding signature to credit